Dear Lord, thank you for teaching us that reincarnation is just another word for procrastination. Amen.
Hi, Jesus. You know, I knew you would put something of your whatever beliefs in there. I don't know which Lord you're talking to for that one.
I was just thinking about Nick Starr and his last message that he'll see is in the next life.
His last message or his final message?
His final message is in the last one that he posted.
See in the next life. And I wanted a Twitter back if I could figure out the technology. Okay. See you there, buddy.
Did you read any of the responses to his Twitter stuff?
No.
Man, if you read it all, it's all stuff like,
is it please
spam.
Be good? Is
no.
It...
Nobody even talks about it. They're just like,
check out the new
Dell. That they're going to require 800 megahertz as the minimum requirements for the new version
Shut
of
up.
OS Leopard.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's just random shit.
Well, I'm sure Nick appreciates your prayer.
This fucking guy. By the way, let me jump to it real quick then, since we're talking about Nick Starr. This was written on the forum's first post by Samuquit. I fully agree with Keith and the girl that Don made some apology-worthy statements. Yesterday I read Don and Drew. I said was talking about us when they said somebody in the podcasting community is mean to Nick Starr and I can't get over it. And I said, offer him a place to stay with you. And if you do anything short of that, you're fat. Whether her accusations concerning Keith and the girl or nobody likes onions, she's beyond shame when she's accusing people of being a factor in a suicide. So I guess, Patrick, who we've talked about before, I was upset with him about him saying he had nothing to do with Nick Starr picking on me out of the blue, which is weird, because I assumed, of course, he did. You know, he's more clever than Nick Starr. And then said he didn't, which I found very weird. Anyways.
And this person has a really good point, which I didn't think about yesterday. But yeah, why would you start the blame game when somebody is going to kill themselves?
Exactly. You know why? So it's not you. It's all about you in a way. So this way, it's not you
this way,
that
you're
did
the good
anything
guy.
Wrong. You're the great girl. Yeah. She's beyond shame when she's accusing people of being a factor in a suicide. So my point is, I guess Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions talked shit or said something. Or just because he picked on him in the past like we did. I don't know. At that time, she didn't even know whether the suicide had ever even happened. I guess she's smart not being explicit because that would have made it libel. What was I going to say? And let's say for the sake of conversation that she was complaining about Patrick and not about me and I made it about me, then I guess you better start naming people when you talk about people.
Yeah, don't be scared to name people. We name you.
How is it libel exactly? You're posting your opinion. Yeah. That's, right. You're allowed to say Bush is an asshat.
We're not
and
agreeing
not
with the libel
be sued
part.
For
people
libel.
Get scared about the law though. Mm. You know, maybe that's what Don wants
sued
to do. Right.
And they keep chickens. They don't have money for lawyers.
Dawn actually wasn't all that nice to Nick on her show herself, in my opinion. In the special episode she recorded, so I guess a special one for his non-death, she explains how she might tease people because she loves them, and that teasing is totally different from picking on them, which is potentially deadly. Teasing is different than picking on them. Let's just make it clear, it wasn't me. The way she tries to make her friends...
She's backpedaling.
Right. Of course she's backpedaling. I was teasing, and that's fun. Anybody, even fucked up people can take a tease, but I didn't pick on him. Bless you.
Thank you, because she knows that somebody can take clips of her being totally mean to this kid.
Sure.
Because every podcaster was mean to him.
The way she tries to make her friend's possible suicide into a platform for her questionable morals is just tasteless. Add insult to injury without knowing his motives, she assumes that Nick was a big problem with because of his public persona, and then she goes on to make his problems as public as possible. You didn't have to do another show about your buddy.
Right.
You didn't have to do another show about your buddy, good friend.
You know what I think actually happened, if you read back?
What's that?
He got his hair cut a couple of days before, and they didn't do a good job on it.
Well, Scribe, I think, is blaming Don and Drew, because he's saying listening to Don and Drew makes me want to kill myself, too.
We'll see. That's kind of the same.
So it kind
see
of,
you in the next life, buddy.
Maybe there's something like in their episodes that's like, you know, if you listen to it a certain way, it goes, kill yourself.
I do.
They're very technologically advanced. Right. I'll give them that.
I got another problem now with Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions. This guy, I'm telling you, a weird liar.
one what, of those, something new?
Yeah. He wrote, this is like this. Look, it takes up like a page. But I circled a specific part that really blows me away. And this is him commenting on Nick Starr. "You people who think my intentions," Patrick's writing this, "from the beginning were to use Nick for laughing at him are wrong." Right there.
Like,
you people
think
who think my intentions from the beginning that I was going to laugh at Nick, if you think that, you are wrong.
What else
Why?
Were you doing with him?
Why would you even write that? You weren't going to have him on to laugh at him. We heard you do it. We heard you do it, though. "When I met Nick, I quickly realized he has some really bad mental and social issues. I have tried to be that kid's friend more times than I can tell you. Genuinely. I have seen through phases of liking him, hating him, being mad at him, feeling sorry for him, and everything in between. For those of you who just know him as the internet tech guy, and a couple of times on Don and Drew, let me tell you that Nick is impossible to be friends with. He sabotages everyone that tries to help him. Myself and everyone I know that made him have tried to help him on several occasions, only to be made sorry." Then did you decide to make fun of him? You didn't make fun of him.
Maybe he's
you
saying
did
that,
laugh at him.
That his original intentions were not to make fun of him.
Is that what he's saying?
Maybe. Yeah, that originally wasn't. He tried to be his friend. It's impossible. And then he went with whatever Nick gave him.
Later on, it says like the...
I'm not trying to defend Patrick, but I do kind of think it sounds like that.
Later, it's the he adds the lying quote. It's a quote that all liars say. And he talks for a while, and then he says, "You know what? You can believe me or don't." Like, I put it out there, believe me or don't. Never have I ever been telling the truth. It doesn't really make sense, but it just goes. It just goes with a liar. When somebody lies, they go, "You know what, believe me or don't." Never did you tell the truth and go, "You know what, you can believe me or not. That's the
I'd
truth."
I'd have to think
you
of
know
that,
what I mean?
Because if I'm explaining myself to somebody about the truth, I probably do want to
but you don't
have
say,
them believe it.
Exactly. You don't say, "Believe me or not." It's like it's a little twist thing that you're used to saying when you lie. And Patrick said it this time. Patrick said it last time when he got me riled up.
Well, now you're giving him the formula of how not to
try it. You won't be. You can't help it. You can't help
even
it.
Even when you're typing and
exactly.
spell checking and.
You know what? I don't care. I only wrote a fucking 2-page letter. Tell me, you know what? Believe it or don't. And then because they think liars think that that's going to make you. Like, you're going to feel like an asshole, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, "Well, I believe you in that case."
Right.
You know? "No, I don't believe you."
Well, I like to counter that and go, "I believe you. It's just that you don't sound like you're telling the truth."
Right.
And then that's when people just go back and forth.
Hey, believe me or not. You know what? Whatever. But I will say this
right.
one more time. Blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. All right. So how's Nick doing? How's Nick doing? Oh, is he okay? All right.
And Dirtface is reminding us, why does someone potentially dying erase the slate and make him not a douchebag? And it's true. Everyone's backpedaling
right.
like, "Oh, I didn't do anything.
I'm
I didn't do anything."
And they're saying, and people say,
not this
buy,
show.
I wanted to buy helpnickstarcommitsuicide.com.
Who says it's over? He's not going to kill himself
do we
now.
Know the
oh,
status?
Thank God. There's another day. Every day's a potential day for this guy to end it. Why is everybody calm now?
Do we
I'll
know?
Pay for a hotel. I'll I'll write the apology note to the maid if he wants.
You might just be long-winded. She's freaking out and you're like, "Dear maid, here's what's happening. Keith and the girl, Don and Drew, NLO."
No, he's fine. He's fine. You know what? He didn't do it that time. He's fine. Good to have him back. Do I have to offer
are
him a place
sure?
to stay? I don't think I do, because I think all his problems are solved now.
Are we sure that he's still alive?
Yeah, we're sure he's still alive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fake fuck.
He's getting help.
Is he really?
That's what I heard. Oh, I don't know. They probably
right.
the cops probably
said,
caught him.
Right,
they tracked him down and Baker acted his ass and put him in the clink for I think it's 3 days for psychological evaluation. That's what it is in Florida, I believe. It's called the Baker Act. You can Google it.
I've thought of going as a psychiatrist, but it's more scary to go than to not go for me.
What
I'm not
mean?
Sure if it's a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Psychiatrist, I would guess if
I think
he's trying to kill himself,
psychiatrist is
he needs
quackery,
a psychiatrist.
And I think psychologist is like science, but maybe
no.
I haven't...
Psychiatry is when you're
psychiatrist gives drugs.
You can give drugs, yeah. So if you're really fucked up, you need a psychiatrist because, like, and this guy I think would because you'd have to put him on.
I think
medication.
He just needs to dig ditches for a summer.
I think so. You didn't have my dad. You would have
think
put
a big burly
okay.
Mexican. Standing next to him in a ditch would make him cut his hair pretty quick.
Can you picture that guy in jail?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
And
holy
then,
shit.
Kill yourself.
Dead. Kill yourself while it's being done to you.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well.
Where's your iPhone now? Squeal like a pig, boy.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Nick Starr, who he showed me around Second Life, was showing me weapons caches one time, was showing me cars and things like that. We were fake buddies at one time. It is harder and harder to get a whore in Second Life. Kinda went to a wedding yesterday. I was alone, so I went to Second Life to start bending people over. Which, by the way, remember when we brought up people were raping people in Second Life?
Right, but you were going into like a rape room, right?
You could go in a rape room, but the way people said it, they said it like they were just walking along and somebody came over and raped them.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody could put... They can't just... It's kind of like getting a virus. You can't just get an email... of a virus, you have to double-click on that virus, or you have to click on some kind of link to get the virus. It's not sent to you automatically. Even if it's sent in IM, it's not sent automatically. You have to click that you want to see this postcard from your best buddy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's exactly how Second Life raping works.
Raping is? You have to ask first?
You would see, this will animate your avatar. Do you want your avatar to animate?
Okay.
And then you click yes, and then all of a sudden you're getting bent over. Like, this isn't a nice animation. Like, what did you think was going to animate?
Well, yeah. What, it's somebody else who's going to animate your character
exactly.
all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah. With, like, a script. With a little program. And you're saying, it's okay, whatever this strange program. Oh, it's to get to fuck me. I don't like this. You had to okay the rape. So bring that up in fake court.
That you'll have to go
You okayed it. They
then they bring the transcripts from fake court to real court. All of a sudden, you're in real trouble. Right. And you wonder if killing yourself in Second Life would make it okay.
Right. This is fun. This is not fun. I'm getting right. This isn't fun. You
Can you
said
de-animate
you wanted it.
Or you have to wait until the guy comes or something?
Yeah, I think you could just click stand up.
Really?
I think that gets you out of any animation problem. Because, like, I'm thinking about being in the fucking rooms, and I'd fuck, and you're in a position. You just stand up. You're not getting blown anymore.
I was with you on one of those things. I don't want to ruin this for you, but now that you can't get in there and you have to find a new way anyway, they are so not paying attention to you.
How do you... Well...
Well, I was typing stuff like, go faster, you fucking bitch. And they're not listening.
Well, first, well, maybe you threw them off, in all fairness to these whores. I was being the submissive one, and I like doing that little attitude, and, you know, she has control over me. My girlfriend was jealous of her, you know, all this. Like, she's the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Henda took over, all of a sudden, slut, cunt, fucking dance for me, move. That would have had to confuse this actress. It really would have.
I was disappointed, to be honest. The only thing
that
worked...
I do want to say that in defense of Flower.
The only thing that worked was when I was like, get on all fours. And then it took a second, but then all of a sudden, your whole... Because I didn't know how to animate, you know, your character, right. Keith, to move. But I thought, like, hey, if she gets on all fours, then maybe we can work out how... But it turns out both your characters just get into position.
I gave her animation privileges.
So what happened yesterday?
Oh, so this has been happening more and more. I like to
place... Is that why you shut off your phone?
No. I like the place called the Perfume Garden. Mm. And it seemed a little simple. And you walk in there and you see these whores dancing. And you go, hey, I'll take you in the back room. Lately, and I'm good. I'm a good tipper. I play along fucking.
So and then really... all of a sudden I see something on our PayPal that's like something industries. And I'm like, what did we buy? And Keith goes, whores. And I go, oh, fuck.
Whores for like, I paid like $8. I get like an hour and a half with whores if I want. And I can break it up. Yeah.
Some little Chinese man in China someplace.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. It's the fantasy that you're paying for.
I think I had a dude jerk me off at the fucking strip club. Whatevs. So. So what was I saying? Oh, so I'd go in there and then go, okay, can I take you you know, to the back room? And lately there's just him and Han. Oh, my point was, I know I'm a great client and my avatar's good looking. There's really no problem why you wouldn't want to fuck the fake me.
Because if your avatar wasn't good looking, it would be an issue.
I just want to make it clear,
your avatar smells good. It puts on the most up-to-date clothing. It's got the best underwear ever.
Are you wearing the cock on the outside?
No, not when I... You know what? I take it off before fucking. Even though I'm going to put it right back on. Why my hair?
You take off your outside cock.
Right.
That's nice.
Right.
You're so classy with these whores.
Well, in digital form, I am.
I wish you were so classy with me.
I'm balls naked in this chair, you know.
When Keith and I are going to fuck, he just comes at me with his penis out of his pants. Here
I go, and I walk like I'm a computer, digitally. You know what I mean, like a robot. So I go, hey, you know, let me take one of you whores away. And I don't use the word whore, of course. I'm like, you're fucking sexy. Thanks, sweetie.
They really sound like that in your head.
Yeah, well, I can't really leave the dance stage right now. There has to be however many people. And I'm like, so then then people come in. They're like, hi, sweetie, how are you? I kiss this person. I lean over and kiss this person. Hi, darling. It's like, let's just fuck. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just fuck?
You're paying for it. Right. Are you paying for this time or no?
No. Okay. But I'm like, should I just give you this pass that I bought? Like, you got to buy a pass from them and then give it to them. It's like, hello, what's this? The pass you gave me, whore.
They want to make it as real as possible. Right. Like, you have to talk to people about things.
So I don't know. It's just a bunch of work. It's just him and Han. Anyway, I go in last night, and they go, hey, there's a party up on the roof. And I'm like, I just want to fuck somebody. So I go to the party on the roof, and all these chicks are dancing.
Is your penis already in your hand?
No. Where if it was, I quit. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But no, it wasn't. So I go to this roof, and there's all the whores. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take you. Do you want to go in the back? It's like, hey, you got to win it on auction, love.
What?
I don't know what that means, slut! I'm like, so what does that mean? He's like, well, you got to win it on auction. I'm one of two people in that whole room.
Do you want my money?
Do you want to explain the fucking rules? So I asked somebody else, like, well, if you win it in auction. And then I just typed to the whole room, like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, hey. What? You auction for us, and if you're the high bidder, you get the chick that you auctioned or, you know, that you bid on for 90 minutes. 90 minutes! I want to type fake shit. And they start looking at me like I'm the animal, not knowing how this works. They're the animal. They're the weirdos wanting to talk to you for 90 minutes.
It's got to be 90 consecutive minutes?
You quit when you quit.
No, but you can't take, like, 30 minutes at a time.
No. So we're going to go on a date. How are you? Tell me about yourself, whore. So then I type, you know, when I say I'm typing to everybody, I'm typing to the room as opposed to IMing somebody, as opposed to a one-on-one conversation, because I don't want these other bitches jealous. So I say to the whole room, I'm like, is there somebody in this whole building that I can just fuck? And this chick writes, wow. No, I think it was a guy. A guy wrote, wow. And I'm like, wow, because that's rude. And then a girl goes, yeah, rude. Wow, like, that's caveman talk.
But you're in a whorehouse,
and I'm like,
right?
Right, exactly. And I'm like, I guess I'm old school. But can I fuck anybody? Oh, my God. What a Neanderthal.
Scribe is saying getting a girl to fuck you is a hassle. Second Life sounds as shitty as first.
Exactly.
As my first life.
It's just like First Life lately. They can't believe the way I'm talking. I'm like, I'm here to fuck. Am I not getting something? I fucked here before. It's like, you're disgusting. This is too much. And I go, okay, thanks, whore. Take care. And I start walking away. You know, I can't just exit, by the way. I got to walk away dramatically. Fuck you, whore. Just in case there's time to respond. And she writes in big print, I'm not a whore, you bastard.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But she wants to be auctioned off.
Exactly. That's the literal definition of a whore. And I type back, okay, how much you going for so far? Fuck you, you bastard!
You're so silly. Wow, you're so silly.
Anyone here want to fuck? How rude.
No, I get auctioned off.
Right.
And then I lick your balls.
Everybody knows it's fucking auction Thursday, asshole.
Aw, so did you get anything done?
It's me. No. No. It's what I watch. Cruel Intentions 2, I think.
2?
That's it has a nice shower scene.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's the one.
Really?
Twins that can't act at all.
Horrible fucking movie. I couldn't even tell you what it was about, but I do remember that shower scene.
It's two girls.
Yeah, it's two girls. Yeah, yeah. Twins. More like kissing cousins.
Did you fast forward or something?
I didn't watch the whole movie. You know, it's not a fucking 90-minute date I won. So silly. So fucking silly.
Well, congratulations for getting the job done, regardless of the hurdles that you had to go through.
Just fuck me! Well. How was your wedding?
It started off really bad, and then I made a friend, and it was not so bad. This guy who's a friend of my brother's brother.
Okay.
So I know his mom also at this point because I know, like...
I met the brother. He's cool.
Wait, yeah, yeah.
A friend of your brother's brother?
Yeah.
No, she's saying it weird, right? A friend of your brother's. It's the brother of a friend of your brother's.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. Yeah, right. One of those is going to make sense to somebody. Anyway, so I didn't even know this guy had a brother. Whatever, he's 20.
Listen to Skella Girl. Keith's the weirdo for how enraged he's getting about not getting fucked by an avatar. your place is called Fuck Me. I am sorry that... And it's a big program. It takes a lot of power and resource and takes a second to run and update. I'm ready to fuck now. I'm ready to fuck now, and you said I can fuck you. Now I'm the fucking weirdo. Yes, I wouldn't like a girl if she treated me that way, let alone a girl made out of dots. I find it ruder.
A girl made out of ones and zeros.
Yes. I'm sorry. So you're hanging out with this guy.
Actually, before that, when I first get to the wedding, I'm really trying not to get angry because, you know, I always get upset. I know people are going to ask me what I do for a living. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say. You know, I end up just saying what I always say, the same thing, or I change the subject about, like, you know, hey, what do you do for a living, you know? Because I don't want to talk about it, because here's what happens. Like, they hear that I'm still doing clowning, and they go, really, still? And I get this really disappointed, like, what a loser face, because I'm 31 years old.
They don't
you know?
Even ask, like, how you making or who you work for. Like, it's just demeaning to them. Like, yeah, and I'm doing fucking okay. I'm right. About to move into Manhattan. I don't want to be an asshole, but if you have to know, I'm very successful. You don't know where you are. Right. You can be a clown and be doing quite well.
Right, but there's... And actually, you can be. Like,
of course you can.
Yeah, there are, especially in New York. But
ridiculously good money.
Entertainment!
Good money.
You're saying I do... And I don't even know if you say clown or entertainment parties. I wonder if people that hold parties make okay money. Judgmental fucks.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
It's okay money. It's not regular. But if we worked as hard as we worked on Keith and the Girl, we could make very, very decent money doing the clown or entertainment or whatever. But it's like we tried, or at least we said we tried. And then I ended up putting some stuff together and sending it out. And we got more work because of it. But it's nothing that we want to put time into. Whatever. Maybe I'm a lazy fuck. Who cares? What's the difference? Like, none of your business. So I get a very disappointing look. I get a very, you know, you're a loser type face, because I'm also there with nobody. You know, like, I still live in the same house. Like I need a bigger house than I live in. Like that would even make sense in New York to, like, get a bigger house just to be like, no, I moved in the past 5 years that you've seen me. Don't worry about it. I'm okay. You know? And even my father has said, like, hey, time to get to, you know, a bigger house. And I'm like, for what? As far as you want to know in your head.
Why he wants you to get a bigger house.
Why?
Because he wants you to get married and start popping out kids.
But it's not on me to get a bigger house if I get married. It's on Keith or whoever I'm dating to get a bigger house. But the thing is
I don't let myself talk to him.
Yeah, but yeah, in his mind, I'm living on my own, you know, because he's so, you know, I don't see things, I don't know things. And even if it was me and Keith, it's like, right now we have two bedrooms. How many more bedrooms do two people need that live in the same room? You know, like, we don't sleep in separate beds.
I assume he must assume that you guys don't stay in the same room.
Right?
So how about one for a meeting room after you two wake up in your separate rooms?
Yeah, so, I mean, he stopped saying that because, I don't know, whatever. Because I think I you know, give my parents faces that are like, okay, enough. So anyway, so now I'm talking to this one guy, and the awkward thing about it is, unless somebody interrupts you, I don't know how to walk away from these weirdo conversations. So, and I forget where I know people, but I can tell which face I know is evil and which face I know, like, is friendly, you right. know? And I don't even know why.
Like a child in a horror movie.
Right. I don't remember what somebody told me about. I don't remember how this person has affected me. But I know negative, positive, whatever.
Right.
So I'm talking to a person who like, I feel negativity from his wife also, you know. But I'm only talking to the husband right now. And he's like, so you still do what you've been doing? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, and you still work for other people? And I'm like, yes, I do. Listen, you can start a webpage and like, you really shouldn't work for other people. Have you tried working for yourself? And I'm like, yeah, and I do sometimes, but I'm really not into it. And I'm being as, like, whatever about it, you know, like, not, but at the same time.
Get a webpage. Next time you see these people.
He goes, but he goes, like, how much could a webpage be? I'm like, thousands of dollars.
Right.
You know? Like,
but for what? He's not saying for what.
Throw the stuff that you do on there, and you should see. You should see what the internet gets you. I know what the internet gets me, and it's not that. Shut up.
Who was there? Paul Stanley?
It was so sad. And I was like, I cannot get away from this guy. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going to sit down. You want to sit down? And yes, I'm being polite. I'm taking him with me to sit down. But I'm just like, you know what? If I'm going to be uncomfortable, I might as well be sitting.
See, if you drank, you could just say, where's the bar? And then walk away.
Yeah, I should have said I'm going to get a drink. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so furious.
Alcohol could be the answer.
Well, I could also get, you know, anything from the bar, you know. But I'm so furious that I'm afraid to say anything because I know it'll come out really bad. So whatever. Eventually, somebody else starts talking to me because I was going to a place where a lot of other people were sitting. So I got out of that. But of course, I'm constantly getting the next time for you, next time for you. You're the next person to get married. You know, I'm sure you're coming up. Hey, within the year. Hey, make your parents happy. You know, all this shit. And so at some point, there are like a bunch of women around me and not like a couple of them and whatever. And so one of them goes, next time for you. And I go, why not? And I must have said it so quick that I must have cut off her last word or something because everyone starts cracking up and I didn't understand why. And I go, what's so funny? And they go, I guess you've been getting that all night because you're so quick with your response.
You didn't even know what was funny, though.
I did not know what was funny.
It came out of you and you couldn't help it. Why not?
Yeah.
Die!
Yeah. I turn into Keith Malley. I am not kidding. Sure! Why not? Should be fun, right?
I'll fuck
it's
your son.
It's fun for you, right? Yeah.
Do you know these women?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Could you lie to them and not like feel repercussions? Could you wear a fake wedding ring? Could you tell them
no.
you married a doctor?
Can you say you have two web pages?
No, because in fact, I'm wondering what some of these questions are because now at last night's wedding, it was like starting to be the first time that I always said, yes, I had a boyfriend. So people are asking me, are you seeing someone? And you should see the relief in their face. They're like, cause I go, yeah, I am. Oh, okay. Good then. And I'm like, oh my God,
that's
this
the first
is so-
step. Now treat him nice, make him dinner.
No, you know what? You know what comes next? Why isn't he here? And I didn't
Are
think of that.
You poking holes in the condoms?
Wait, you're that's, having sex? Hold on.
That's just a sign that Jewish mothers know.
So that's the next one. I'm like, oh, he couldn't come, whatever. But I don't. But. All these people that are asking, I'm like, you know, I have a boyfriend. I know what the gossip. Thing sounds like in my family, just like how I knew you were pregnant before you were telling people, you were engaged before you were telling people, just like how I knew when all of you faked the funk with me, I know, and I'm not saying anything, but they're on top of it, they're asking me to see if I'm gonna lie. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know because people talk. I know because my father has said to people that I am dating someone who's not Jewish, and really all you need to do is tell one person. So I feel like now I'm just being like asked if I'm a liar or not.
Right.
I hate that. No, because last night I was saying it.
No, you are being asked is what I mean.
I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So I meet my friend, a friend of a friend's whatever, and he's 23 years old, but for some reason
You're 31.
Yeah. I can tell, like, you know how you could tell somebody's like, this guy's all right, you know? So I start talking shit about everything. He's like, why didn't you bring your boyfriend? And I go, because I hate all these fucking people. and I just start like going off. And I think he was amused, you know? Right. So now we're amusing each other. It's fun, you know? And I'm sitting at a table literally for 10 with four people on the other side, two couples. So I deliberately not sit next to them. And this guy's mother's like, look, he's sitting at my table full of like all old people. I'm like, hey, you know, have him sit next to me, you know, because I've already like kind of talked to him for a second, you know, before. So now it's like us and these people that, you know, what are like, these are the conversations with these other people. So how are your brothers? So how are your parents? So they like it? Are you going to move to Israel? You must miss them, right? It must feel all alone. Shut up. Shut up.
By question five, you're at all alone.
Yeah, no, really. And a lot of people come up to me and they're like, oh, you're the only one in your family from here. What's aw?
You should start crying. Just start crying. This person puts it on like waterworks. Now she can't cry all of a sudden.
I could, but then that brings more attention from these people and all I want to do is escape. So I'm like talking to this guy the whole time. Amazing 23-year-old. How cool is it when you find a young person that's like, and I don't want to sound old or anything, but 23, like, you have some opinions, but, like, some of your opinions are just like, I could see where you are smart, but I'll give you a couple of years. This guy was really, really impressive. And so I was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm impressed. I'm having a great conversation. This is awesome. You know, I'm going to dance. I come back. More conversation. Fantastic. And then so at the end, I'm saying goodbye to his mom, who's a really cool woman. And I go to her, yeah, your son was a great date tonight. And she was and she was just like sort of heading in the other direction. She goes, he's too young for you.
Oh.
And then and she already walked away. And I'm like, oh my God, she thinks I'm serious. And it's too late. I swear I stopped my arm from going up and reaching and going, no.
Not to fuck him.
I didn't mean that.
So
you're
bad.
A Neanderthal.
So bad. Oh, my God. I can't imagine what this woman is thinking. Like, this desperate, like, old woman trying to land her kid. Like, she has an older child, you know? Like,
maybe
a
next
middle child.
Maybe next time for you. Maybe next time for us.
<That's> so embarrassing.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Why do you go to these weddings?
What
would happen if you didn't go?
I like this cousin getting married. I would like to
you like
see
the person
him.
That
I like
is getting
I like the person
the
that's
ceremony.
Getting married, and I like who he's marrying. I think they're great for each other. I think they've been together at least as long as Keith and I have been together, and
they're already married. What's happening?
They just seem great, you know. And so if it was somebody else's wedding, I might pass. But I like them.
They ask you questions at the wedding, but they know all the answers. So they don't even listen. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband? No, I don't. How long have you been together so far?
But here's the cool thing that I found out, that for people who are trying to date right now, if you're on MySpace, that's the greatest way. Like, I was talking to this guy. If I was interested in him, I know where his MySpace is, and I could just drop a line. And maybe I will anyway, not out of, like, you know, romantical interest. But you can easily not ask somebody for their number, not make it awkward, make it very casual, go to their MySpace. I could find him. He's on my brother's MySpace, his brother's MySpace, blah, blah, blah. I know what he looks like now. There's his name.
We call that cyber stalking.
But we talked about MySpace. Okay. So we talked about, oh, you're number three in
your
you brother's.
Did you exchange
your
MySpaces?
All but, you know, like, okay. I was thinking, like, you know, hey, you know, I was asking him, what's your MySpace name? He was telling me where to find him. You know what I'm saying? So if there was interest, like, how cool is that? How awkward is it? Can I call you? Why are you calling me? But how cool is it to be like, hey, wasn't it fun at the wedding? Isn't such and such an asshole? Yay, we started.
So what does he now know that you have a show and everything like that?
Here's the thing. He goes, what do you do? I go, I lie to all these people about what I do. And he's like, oh, he's like, well, now I don't know. I don't want to know what you do. And his brother knows what I do. So I figured, like, whatever. And I was like, he goes, I don't know. I don't want to know what you do now, but I do want to know why you're lying to all these people. And he found, like, the whole thing fascinating. Why I tell, why I don't tell, why, you know, the whole thing goes on.
Does he think you're a whore now? Like some kind of prostitute.
Stripper or something like
that.
No, that's cool. That's cool. It's none of my business.
That is
anyway.
Absolutely the first thing. What could she possibly be doing that they wouldn't approve? It has to be something to do with sex in some way.
Right. And what's that pin you're wearing? Ask me for a special gift.
I do a podcast. What is that?
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Actually, you know what? Because it's a Persian wedding, Persians have to... They get such a weird standard for women that it doesn't have to be prostitution in order for
people to hate you. It could be belly dancing.
It could be anything. It could be belly dancing. It could be anything. So because he knows the community, he could just go straight to, oh, she's hooking, but I don't know that he would.
That's how he did. That's how a guy's mind works.
I'm assuming he looked me up by now.
Well, you know,
because I told him, I was like, you know, I'm not really hiding from these people. He's like, oh, because he's like, what if they know and blah, blah. I'm like, Google my name.
You could just walk in the scores at any time. I'm not hiding from anybody. It's on my tax returns, A. And B, you just wait until the next wedding. You'll find out who said what.
That's funny.
Oh, how are you doing in relationships over here, Spooky? How's your C&D this week or today or what's happening?
We're going to meet tomorrow.
Mm.
And
you haven't seen her since Canada?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen her since Canada. We've chatted a little bit here and there.
What do you expect to happen?
I'm not really sure. I guess this is going to... We're going to meet and hang out and, you know, do lunch and... You know, I don't know. But, I mean, I guess I'm going to find out if we're going to be friends or not. If I you know, I don't know if I'm going to see her and want to strangle her or give her a hug or I don't know.
What do you you don't know if will be a kiss on the cheek, hello, will be a weird hug where you go for a handshake.
It'll probably be awkward for her, whatever happens.
Let me just say I'll be good. I'm going to walk out dick in hand.
Amber, you told me this. Her name like pops up and it like jars me just because it's a total surprise. It's Amber's birthday coming up and you're going to get her a gift.
I was, I think, I think
are
I'm
you
gonna
trying
get
to
gift.
Be friends with her? Are you guys friends?
I'm...
Amber, of course, the one that
I talked to her
for years and years and broke his heart.
I talked to her maybe like once a month, and it's usually like on chat, just like, hey, how you doing? You doing okay? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. I actually met with her for the first time not all that long ago, and it was at such a bad time because just before...
I smoked a big bowl, and I get fucking crazy.
Just before that, I mean, like, just literally minutes before she showed up, I got a call that my grandmother was, like, back in the hospital, and, like, her drugs were all messed up and everything, so it's like, oh, God, you know? So, yeah, obviously that I was bothered by that, because, I mean, it's just as soon as I hung up after hearing this, like, you know, pretty horrendous news, then it's like, there she is, you know? And it's like, okay, now I'm meeting with her, and now she's going to be thinking, you know, that I'm... emotional or whatever in some way, and it's just like, or disturbed or whatever. And it's
she
like,
didn't just show up. You planned this meeting.
No, I told her to come over, and because I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be. I think maybe like years from now, we'll probably be friends. Okay. I think that's within the realm of possibility. But I need somebody to watch my cat,
and she's going to do that.
She's going to watch my cat while I am gone. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to say, like, because you're still in touch and you have such a big history. Do you think you can slip back into dating Amber again?
You know, no.
Because
I don't.
Is it like when you see her, is it just because I would imagine knowing somebody for 10 years and being so, like, you guys went through so much that seeing them just kind of goes like, hey, you know me. You know, like.
No,
kinda...
emotionally, there's definitely the familiarity there. But I feel like if it didn't work the first time, it didn't work really the second time, there's no way it's going to work a third time.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's...
But it's a difficult situation to keep yourself, like, at that distance or not really yet?
It's... No, it's not difficult to maintain distance. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, for... God, I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Like, I know I would never be in this situation, but, like, hypothetically, I think she could probably walk across the room naked, and I would just, whatever, I wouldn't even turn my head.
Really?
Because...
And that wasn't the case before you broke up. It wasn't like you were tired of the same whatever.
No, I was never tired of it, but... Okay.
So now it's not affecting you.
Yeah, it's not...
That's a good thing, actually, because a lot of times sex gets people back together.
Could you get her to walk across the room naked to see?
I don't know.
You should
probably
do that
not.
With D. You should do it with Skellige. All these chicks. So you know. How do you fucking know?
This is a test. Take off your clothes.
That's right.
I have to address this because it's for some reason it starts angering me and I'm trying not to let it and blah, blah, blah. Bidhead from Toronto. Khamda, there's no way for us to understand why you can't be honest about KTG, but geez, you and Keith are so successful and should be damn proud and blah, blah, blah.
Hello?
I'm sorry about that.
One second, Dina. That's why I'm annoyed and upset, and I sit there, and I wish I can talk about it, and I wish I can whatever, but no, you don't understand. There's no reason. There's no reason why I need to tell these people this. I don't know why I had to bring that up. I'm just annoyed.
Hey, Dina, how's it going? It's Keith.
Yeah, how are you?
Why is it so noisy?
It is very noisy. Yeah. Are you able to talk? It sounds noisier than normal.
Let me move. Hold on, because I'm in the kitchen. Let me go to the quiet room. Hold on.
Okay, Dina is of course our new advice person. We have her on every Friday. We missed her last week, but she agreed to do this show at noon today. Uh-huh. So she's not at work today. Apparently, the kitchen is a very bad spot to talk to.
Yeah, we have a fridge right now. That's the question.
Wait, can you understand what she's saying? I can't really. Try again, Dina. What were you saying?
I'm just in my room now with the air conditioning on.
Can you hear me? Yeah,
are
you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm on my cell phone. Hold on.
It's clearing up, I think, so it's fine.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That's a lot better.
Thank you.
Dina, how are you, first of all? I don't know if we ever asked Dina.
Good, how are you guys doing?
I'm good, thanks.
She's so cute.
Doesn't matter about me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, thank you. I like this one. I have a friend of mine.
I'm all right all the time. I just am curious about you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to start advice right away. I'd like to bring up a problem, a question I have. I have a friend of mine, Dina. Who he was dated these?
You know what? At first it was gonna be Nick.
I have a friend of mine who dated this chick for like a good 14 years or so, and he
dated a girl for a long time. Okay.
Dated a girl for a really long time. She cheated on him. He caught her. She tried to lie about it until it's obvious. No, I definitely caught you. Then the relationship was over. Now, then time goes by, and my friend keeps like lending her shit, and it just seems a little weird. Like,
well,
just,
he's dumb.
He happens to be a little dumb. He's not the right, but I feel bad because it's still my buddy. So then, time has gone by.
He's your buddy. You're gonna stick up for him, but yeah. He's dumb for right. Perpetuating it. Yeah.
No, you're probably right. I am probably perpetuating. So maybe that already answers this question. Her birthday's coming up. And he feels because such history went by.
Oh, we're talking about spooky? all right. This is what I'll say. You know what? Spooky got burnt, all right? You want to sit there and try to have a relationship with a girl that burned you, then go right ahead. But don't go crying to everybody when it goes bad.
Don't go crying to everybody.
But what I'm saying right now is, you know what? Spooky knew this girl for a very long time.
Right.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
And he knew her, and he fell in love with her, and I get that. But what I'm saying is, don't sit there and expect immediate results, and she just needs to, she's not going to sit there and play his game, and Spooky is going to get hurt, so bad for the guy. He's going to sit there and give her a gift. She's going to be like, oh, thanks, and then nothing. So.
Right. I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, because that's what happens.
Even Skelegirl is chiming in. Even Skelegirl is chiming in. She says, "Dear Spooky, you are retarded. Sincerely, Skelegirl."
Well, it's retarded to think that they're going to love you again. Obviously, if they cheat on you, they're not going to love you again the way you were loved in the first place.
Looking
That's
for
my
that.
Point.
I'm really not.
He says he's not looking for love, but these bitches, they can change your mind and trick you, can't they, Dina? Have you ever been in love, Dina?
Well, I'm sure that...
Have you been in love?
Involved in what?
Have you been in love? Has Dina found
yes,
love?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Yes, Dina has been in love. Jail happened. What's wrong?
What's that? What?
Jail happened. he went to jail, right?
Yeah, it probably wasn't a good thing, right?
looking back.
No, but I made out better in the long run, though. I think I did make out better in the long run, but I was in love. Hell yeah, we all were. We all have been.
So how'd you get out of
I'm
it?
I'm sorry to say, I'm just bullshitting when somebody says they weren't ever in love. And yeah, I was, and I got kind of fucked over, and who didn't, though, And...
Was it
she got fucked over? Who didn't though?
Right. Was it for drugs or stealing or both?
Drugs.
And how long was he put in jail for that you couldn't make the love work?
I think he's getting out like soon though. Oh. Like, he was like 5-6 years. Yeah. He hit the 3-time loser limit in New York State. So.
Wow. Oh really? So do you think you could fall in love with him when he comes out again?
Are you nervous? Like the power
no,
of the penis?
No, I'm done with that shit. No way. I don't do drugs anymore. Well, yeah, I would have been totally into it if I still did drugs. But I don't do drugs anymore, so yeah. Fuck you, asshole. You're a loser. You would have been a loser if I had your motherfucking baby. I'd still be a loser. So. You know what I mean? It's like, I do better. Somehow, I got smart. All the shit I did, all the fucking shit I went through. I was smart somehow. I have no clue how the fuck God intercepted that shit, but I was smart enough not to get fucking pregnant, smart enough not to fucking have some dude in jail with my baby. You know what I mean?
What would you name it if you, it's a little fuzzy, so I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, if you had a baby.
Oh, by a jail baby? If I had a jail baby?
Yeah, what would you name it?
Like Lakeisha or some shit, right? You know what you're supposed to? I don't know.
Lakeisha or something.
Oh.
Well, maybe someday.
I don't know.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm worried about this guy. I got to tell you the truth.
No, don't worry about him. Forget that shit. It's just, that shit's been over for years. He comes out, he might come looking for me or whatever, but you know what? I got a life. See, the thing is, all this shit happened before I had a career, before I had my life in order.
But
it was fucking up my whole life at this point, and I persevered over that.
But he really, you and him had, like, the best sex, though, right?
Oh, wow. You know, yeah. But what I'm saying is that it's not even the sex, it's that I have a different life now.
And you don't think, and you don't that think
he
that...
He was the one for me 10 years, not even 10 years ago, 5 years ago. 5 years now, I have nobody, so...
You don't think that his hotness and his, like, the remembering of how much... Like, you don't think that you'd be like, okay, just as a booty call, and then he'll, like, seep into your life?
Yeah, but what if he got poked up the hole in jail? You know, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that.
I don't think he was ready for that.
Right. Sorry, I don't... You tell him, I don't mess with
obviously
gays.
He went to jail and did himself wrong. He's ready for it.
Wow.
Well, there you go. I want to thank you very, very much, Dina. We'll talk to you next week, of course. It's just a little static ear fuzzy. But I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have a great life. You're aces.
All right, guys.
All right, peace.
We're going camping this weekend.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Yes. What are the days? Like, what do we do today? What do we do tomorrow?
I don't know. Someday we go down a river on a tube thing. All and right. The next
you don't sound so enthusiastic like you are with your birthday.
No, I'm very, very excited. I just don't know what we're doing, but okay. I'm very, very excited. Yeah, very, very, because usually the camping trip doesn't include water stuff, and I like any water thing is good for me. I'm just excited. I'm just, you know, like I need to pack things and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're not
but
packed.
I'm excited.
God from Lafayette, Indiana. Huh, I didn't know that's where he's from. 37 tips from a stripper he sends me. I'll read some of those, speaking of whorehouses. Also, we're going to be going to the Hustler Club. When's that? Next week or in 2 weeks?
I don't know if you're into that. I think spooky. Next week we have like a dice thing happening on Tuesday. I don't know.
Okay, so this is 37 things that a stripper is saying that maybe dudes don't do correctly in a strip club. Number one, hey, you over there holding that $1 bill in your hand with a death grip and waving it around at me like it's the fucking deed to Trump Towers. What the fuck do you want me to do? Grow another pussy? It's a fucking dollar. Put it down on the tip rail and blow my mind away already. Blow my world away already. Okay, just put a dollar
cheapo.
In.
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Know. You losers that come into the club for a lap dance with no underwear or boxers and thin-ass nylon shorts.
Yeah.
Ah, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. So we slip and slide on your hard-on, which always feels like a Sharpie pen. Fine point.
Ooh.
Fuck you. You know what? No, honey. Mm. Fuck you. And guess what? After you realize what I just did, here's another 20, cunt. Do it again. Sorry. Number two's on my side. And thanks for the advice. 3, you with the thick-ass jeans. This was an impromptu visit, huh? So look, you got to pick and choose. She still wants to grind a little, but not like a pervert.
No, you have to wear the perfect jeans so it doesn't hurt her veg.
Right. Oh, I see. Don't pull my thong up during a dance and ask me if it felt good. It does not feel good. Hey, you, loser, the one counting out the $20 in $1 increments, rubbing your fingers between each one to make sure you are giving me just that $1. Yes, you. Well, it's not really less than yes. What do you want? I'm not tipping you, cunts, because you try to rip people off that tip you, and that is a fact. Number 5 isn't any good. Don't tip these prostitutes. Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I will not let you just slip it in real quick for $50 more bucks. Wow. Wow. Now, how many times have you asked that in all fairness?
Probably a lot. Come on.
$300 to rent the back room. $300 minimum for one person for a half hour. Can I just slip it in for $50? Yeah, my tits are real as my affection for you.
That one's fair.
That's funny. If you come in your pants, you have to tip me an extra $100 for being a lame ass who can come in their pants from a lap dance. You keep trying to scam us. I scammed you.
He thinks he's got one over on them, right, when he comes in.
I jerk off in the bathroom all the time.
I don't think. See, I think the stripper is coming from the point of view that you can show somebody going into a strip club the error of their ways and like show them shame. They're there for fucking
right
cheap thrills yeah, watching yeah. you degrade that's, yourself.
That's true, right, actually,
yeah. I come in my pants and I'm the one degrading myself.
Right, it is. They are right
or on stage.
You're doing this for a dollar, college graduate, yeah. And I could talk to you. And not feel bad when all of a sudden I want to turn and talk to my buddy. I don't go, excuse me, because I don't recognize you as a person. Now I'm back. Grind. Very good. Good girl. Very good. Stop asking me out. You're a smelly fat loser, and the only reason I'm smiling and cooing at you is because I want your money. Outside of the club, I wouldn't even fart your way. All right, so we're all playing tricks, honey. Now you know the rules. Stop bitching at me about the goddamn 2-drink minimum. First of all, your breath reeks. What do you have for dinner? Garlic and shit? You're about 172 pounds overweight and you look like Jay Leno. More importantly, I don't give a shit.
She can walk out that fucking door anytime right. she wants.
Don't bitch at me about the $10 non-alcoholic beer either. Hide a bottle of Jack in your coat pocket next time like everyone else does. Right, like you hide Coke in your snatch box. My horniness is in direct proportion to your income. You're kind of repeating. You really didn't have 37 points, truth to tell. No, you can't smoke, dumb ass. Boys, don't sit in the front row with your homies and act all engrossed in some deep conversation during a girl's performance because you want to look like you're too cool to notice the hot naked girl in front of you. It's a clear sign that you ain't getting any. I'm not saying this out of hate. I want to see this girl's picture. I'll have a conversation with a dude. There could be a girl on stage. There's girls on stage all the time.
Right.
And a conversation sometimes is more important than looking at you. That doesn't mean I'm not into tits or chicks.
Me and Jimmy and some friends of mine, this is back in Pensacola before the hurricanes came through and all the roofers came in. There's like a 2-year waiting list right now on getting your roof fixed.
Because
if you're
so
in Pensacola.
Damage.
Yeah. Well, anyways, there used to be a really shitty strip club that we would go to because they didn't on a weeknight they didn't have a cover charge, and the pool tables I think were 75 cents instead of a dollar like they are at the pool hall. So we'd just go there and play pool all fucking night, and we weren't even there for the titties, and there were some ghetto titties too. I don't know where I'm fucking going with this. I got lost.
Well, you're going that you
yeah,
don't oh, necessarily
yeah,
have
some
to
of us aren't fucking
too.
Some of us are going for a good time, not to fucking jerk off in our nylon fucking right. no underwear shorts.
Absolutely true. Anyway, this girl's from the same union, apparently, as the Second Life girls. Don't sit in the front row if you are not going to tip, for Christ's sakes. Again, you said that one.
Also, a lot of misspelling and dumb... Yeah. Like, you're actually cleaning up her language yeah. sometimes.
Did she type this, or was she interviewed?
She typed it
this
in
can't
Craigslist.
Be an interview. This
and then
is so
somebody
dumb.
Made it a big deal. They found it. So what do you guys do when you're on your period? Answer, I lap dance with guys in dark pants. Well, you probably get fired. That's probably a lie. I don't trust you.
Stop. No. I think that she's probably just saying that people ask her about her period all the time, and she's just joking around.
Okay, I'm so
it's not
sorry.
Really a good
I'm
question.
I'm so sorry that I. Yeah, I don't know how it's a sexy question.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, why would you? I think she's right about that.
Well, why would I? Because you're throwing it in front of my face. You know, is this an all nude place? Because I think the period's a fair question when you grind on my finger. I think it's a fair question
okay.
when you put it in my face. I've been to Georgia strip clubs. You guys are fucking animals down there. There's pussy all over the place. You get juice in your mouth. You didn't even do nothing. I'm sorry that I asked about your period. We don't talk about that, right? Stop trying to grab my tits. That's extra. Well, I won't know if I don't try. Shower first, you nasty fuck. You already talked about smelling. I had a feeling you weren't going to tip me, so I took extra care to rub my lip gloss on your collar and wear extra glitter lotion and obnoxious perfume before our dance. So you were... Look at him, though, please. You were already doing that. You didn't see me coming, and you ran back in real quick and put that shit on yourself. You're lying now. Now you're lying. Hey, cheap ass, please don't come to my work. Just stay home and jack off to Desperate Housewives instead. It will save us both a lot of unpleasantry.
Wait, but you're asking not to make money.
Two cheap asses, cheap asses specifically.
Oh, I see.
Well, you might want to put a chart. Like, what is a cheap ass? People don't know that. Stop asking me why I do this job and try to get all psychologically analytical on me for the money, you moron. That's why. You asked the same dumb question, so don't be stupid. No, seriously, my real name is Sparkle. You're the
That's funny.
It's funny, but funny. Why do you... They engage in you, like, and they start talking to you, you know? It's not a weird. It's not a weird question. Like,
that's true. I really wish most strippers would just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like talking to me about, you know, they went that last stripper in Toronto about her dance career, about where she used to work.
You weren't into
like,
hearing about her dance career.
Shush. No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
That surprises me. I don't know why, but
nothing.
It does.
I don't want her to be a person.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm about to do things like, she's making me
You're
slap
about to do
her.
Things to her.
Well, she's making me slap her ass. She's like, that's not hard enough. I have to do it so that, like, the next person here, like, I need to know about your dance career. Either I slap your ass like you're an animal, or right. Or we sit down and have tea.
It
but
puts
you
the
gotta
lotion
pick
on its skin.
Yeah,
I don't want to ruin your dance career by slapping your ass. I'm not liable or responsible now, am I?
Yeah, and like, my boyfriend is feeling her up, and I'm slapping her ass. But yes, let's discuss our lives and what your father was like. No.
I got a chance to be in radio myself. I don't care.
That's what she's telling us.
Just drip.
Radio. It wasn't as good as stripper money. Shush. Don't talk to me about money. Why do I want to discuss money? The money was already discussed. Quiet.
This girl Sparkle, I gotta say, on my fucking nerves. No, I will not take a dime sack for payment. I could tell it's oregano anyway, you stupid motherfucker. You're just making jokes now. you couldn't see that in the dark club. And where am I going? You're gonna know as soon as you go back in the
you
back.
You can smell it.
Right.
She can tell, though.
Sorry, I don't do that. Ask the ugly girl at the bar with the black roots and overbite.
So she doesn't do it yet. Give her a couple years.
I can see it's your first time at a strip club. Let me explain the dynamics to you. If you want to fuck or a blowjob, go to the ugly chicks. Hot girls don't have to do extra services. I can give you some recommendations for a small fee.
That's not true. All right.
Hot
girls
These
totally
are lies.
Do it.
I'm not
the
gonna
hot
even,
girls totally do it.
I'm not even going to read the rest. 35. Hey, DJ, you suck. Well, what am I going to do about it? I'll tell them. Oh, now I just hate you more, and I'm still going the hustler, and now I just hate you more. Oh, well. Don't forget, everybody, vote at podcastawards.com for the mature category, obviously. I don't have to tell you that. And People's Choice. We get a microphone and attention and shit like that, so it is important. People asking, Dear Keith and the Girl, I give money to dumb shit all the time. Where do I send you a donation? It, of course, is keithandthegirl.com/donate to support. Dear Keith and Hemda, I want to pay you for your show. How can I set up my credit card for reoccurring payments so you get my money? Just give it. don't have me trick you.
Well, no, reoccurring payments, isn't that, is take, that set up or no?
No, take all the months that you did. Pay for what you already heard. Don't even pay for the future. Maybe we're done tomorrow. Pay for the shows you like. Pay for the months you heard. Multiply that by what you think is fair and send the lump sum. Don't make me trick you. Don't make you forget about it 3 years from now and I still got you. Just pay.
It's keithandthegirl.com/donate.
Yeah,
also, a great way of supporting the show is buying the shirts, the DVDs, things like that. keithandthegirl.com/store/live. Just go to the website and you'll find all these different things. Look around. Check out our forums. Get your friends to listen. All these ways are supporting.
I do it. Why would you even ask and then not do it? Now I'm just furious. Anything else before we get out of here?
I don't think so.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Spooky.
Sure. Always a pleasure.
Sorry. Monday's Matthew Bray's birthday. Truthfilms.com. Spookyinthecity.com. Hello. When's your next episode coming out?
When am I posting it or when am I doing the next live show?
Let's say when you're posting it. So that
I'll post some shows very, very soon. But yeah. I'm still doing live shows pretty regularly.
What are your shows like about right now? Like, is it about, you know, sometimes like it's political, sometimes whatever. My favorites, of course, are when you're talking about your fucked up girlfriends, relationships, things like that. Is that where we're at right now?
Probably a little bit of emotional mess and fucked upperness of myself and my life in shambles. And then the environment and politics and whoever pisses me off dressing like Gilligan on the subway and smelling bad, whatever.
Why do you hold back your shows? Is there a specific reason or are you just kind of timing them or why?
Because I'm an asshole and I like to fuck with people.
There you go.
Do you see the rubber band on his wrist? What are you trying to remember? Rubber band on your wrist means you're remembering something.
There's some Netflix videos I got to stick in the mailbox.
How do you know what you're trying to remember with a rubber band on your hand?
You just hope. Yeah, don't always. It's like the remember all from Harry Potter. You know, it just lets you know that you forgot something. It doesn't tell
so
you
it could
what it was.
It could potentially drive you nuts and go, I know I'm supposed
I would
to remember
have
something.
Seven rubber bands at the end of the day and be like, I am in fucking trouble. All right. Thank you, Spooky.
Do you snap it every time you're trying to remember and
that's
don't?
Just, I don't know. It's there. I mess with it.
Okay, but I love it. Like, he had to remember to come here. He had to remember to take the stuff from here because he's doing a clown job over the weekend while we're away. But the rubber band is for Netflix.
That's important. If I don't return it on time, see, I've got it set up. They quit throttling me, thank fucking God, because they'll do that, or at least they used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
Explain, to throttling is they deliberately hold back your movies.
Yeah,
you
when I first got Netflix, I had three unlimited, three at a time unlimited, and I had it set up so that I was sending like one a day back, and I'd get the others, and I would just watch, you know, a movie a day while I'm doing my art and stuff like that, and I was getting, you know, 22 movies a month or something like that.
Which is great for the money.
Yeah, well, it cost them 75 or 80 cents total to ship it to you and back and process it and handle it and everything like that, and that was like more than what I was spending on the actual plan, so I was costing them money. So they throttled me, and they'll receive it, and then they'll wait a day to ship me another movie. Well, they stopped doing it finally, so...
Yeah, this was a while ago, right?
Yeah, this was a while ago, so...
People noticed that stuff, and they absolutely stopped.
Yeah, and there's a big hullabaloo about it or whatever, but they stopped doing it, so I'm fucking got my system set up again. Plus, they've got their View It Now on their website, which is fucking awesome, because they've got The Office Season 1 and Season 2.
That's where you watch movies and shows right on your computer.
Right on the computer, just downloads directly from the website, and it just streams it. And,
wow.
Netflix is getting pretty fucking cool, and because of their stock, because like there was like some weird power outage or something, and a bunch of websites went down. Anyways, their site was down for like a day or two. Because of that, their stock took a dump, and because of that, they knocked like a dollar or two off of everybody's monthly fees.
Cool.
They lowered the fees. So,
wow, that's amazing. Look, I don't know how they keep up with that. It's really.
KeithandTheGirl.com/support. We have a link right there for Netflix. I like it. I enjoy it. I get movies.
We don't take advantage like Spooky does.
Oh, I fucking work the system.
We don't always have time to like actually watch a movie. That would be really... You feel like you get it, you know?
Well, see, I draw, though, and I like to multitask. That's why I like the audiobooks. That's why I listen to Harry Potter versus reading Harry Potter, because I can sit there and draw, and I'm going to be doing it for 8 hours, 10 hours a day. And I can just have something going in the background.
How long is a Harry Potter audiobook?
They vary. They start at probably about 8 hours. Okay. And I want to say book seven, year seven, that I just listened to was 17 discs of 75 minutes apiece.
17 discs?
Yes.
Yeah, we're working on Keith's audiobook.
How much were those Harry Potter audiobooks each?
Well, I mean, you could pirate them, I guess. If you're gonna buy them, I want to say they're like $45.
Yeah, we're working on Keith's audiobook. We want to make it as like simple as possible, so it's not a whole bunch of discs or whatever. But I think it's going to be really cool when it comes out. We're gonna guess about a month and a half, right, babe?
That sounds good.
Yeah, and also just going back a little bit from what we were talking about before, Dirtface from Dayton says. First time I got a lap dance, the stripper asked me, so where are you from? I responded, who gives a shit? Earn your $25. She didn't say a word the rest of the song. See, I wish I had the balls to do that. I really do. Because I really, it just takes away. Anyway, Jeremy also says, remember, Keith, rapids on the river are constant waves. Swing away.
Oh, I'm going to be saving lives this weekend.
It's going to be a workout for you.
Just when you're leaning back, watching TV, whatever, you're hanging out at a bar, doing nice, normal things, normal Americans should do. Just remember, you're welcome. See you Monday. KeithandTheGirl.com.